Look, a couple of things. One, South Africa was responding to a call by the African Union when we deployed our troops to the Central African Republic, following a memorandum of understanding which we signed with the Central African Republic in 2007. Given the latest developments where we have suffered some losses, 13 of our soldiers were killed when they were ambushed by over 3,000 rebels, and we had like just over 200 soldiers there. We want to firstly say we are proud of our servicemen who fought bravely in service of their country, in defense of our national interests and the interests of the African continent, because we want to preserve Africa as a zone of peace. We say no to unconstitutional change of government. We say no to people who come to power through the use of force. And that's why the African Union has now taken a decision to suspend the membership of the Central African Republic, and as well as a decision not to recognize the rebels as a new government in the Central African Republic. Having said that, today's meeting of the region, Economic Community of Central African State, ECCAS, is crucial in that this is a meeting which will take stock of the latest developments as well as deciding on the way forward. South Africa has been invited to participate. President Jacob Zuma, accompanied by three ministers, the Minister of International Relations, the Minister of Defense, and the Minister of State Security, will be participating in this extraordinary summit. And our interest really is to come out of this meeting with a clear way forward of how the region and the African Union is going to respond to the developments in the Central African Republic, bearing in mind that we do not recognize the rebels as a new government. We do not agree and we will not support unconstitutional change of government in any country on the African continent. So we are looking forward to a discussion that will pronounce decisively on how the continent and the region is going to respond to this.
What are the expectations of South Africa in terms of regional stability in the Economic Community of Central African State that, you know, South Africa shares border with?
The view of South Africa is that we need to try by all means as a region, as a continent, to ensure that the interests of the people of the Central African Republic are put ahead of everything else. The stability of that country and of the immediate neighbors is also put above everything else. We want to preserve this country, the Central African Republic, the region, and broadly the continent as a zone of peace. And therefore, coup d'etats, people who come to power through the use of force, through unconstitutional means, cannot be tolerated in this day and age where we're talking about an African continent that is rising, an African continent that is growing, the second fastest growing region in the world, economically speaking. 10 of the fastest growing economies in the world are on the African continent. So there's a lot of positive things happening on the continent, and days of coup d'etats have really come and gone, and will not tolerate such. So this will be South Africa's input, that the region, the continent, has to do everything possible to make sure that we are not seen to be encouraging such things on the African continent. And the response has to be decisive without preempting the discussions.
Will South Africa support a case of an international military action against the rebels in Central African Republic to restore constitutional order?
Without preempting the discussions of the region, but here is our non-negotiables as a country. We will not support any decision that seeks or may be perceived to be encouraging such activities going forward in any part of the continent. We will not support any decision that seeks to legitimize people who come to power through the use of force or through unconstitutional means. Whatever decision comes out of this extraordinary summit, in our view, has to reinforce the decision of the AU that such activities as coup d'etats belong in the past, people who do such things in this day and age will be isolated, will be not supported by the continent, they will be suspended, they'll be placed under sanctions, and nobody will collaborate or cooperate or work with them. They will be isolated. Whether a decision for military intervention is going to be taken or not, we'll leave that to the summit and the leadership pronounce. But South Africa will definitely support any decision that will be viewed by the international community, particularly by the rebels in any part of this continent, to say the days of coup d'etats and the use of force to take over government will not be tolerated in this day and age. Those days are over. Africa is rising. Africa has a lot of positive things going, and we will not tolerate such things.